You're listening to My Latest Rant. My Latest Rant is brought to you by F&B Community Bank, Heck Chevrolet, and Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia. So a good amount of this week's rant is going to revolve around college football. And I've grumbled about college football a decent amount here lately. The whole Lane Kiffin thing, which I think he has proven everything that I thought about him. He is an absolute piece of garbage. I don't think there needs to be anything said any further. By the way, you probably saw that self-serving statement he made. Of course, he wanted to coach Ole Miss, even though he'd taken a job with their rival, LSU, which how in the world he ever thought Ole Miss was going to let that happen. And he claimed that the players wanted it. Well, there were multiple players that came out earlier this week and said, nope, that wasn't the case in that locker room. Sorry, Lane. So he can't even tell the truth about something like that. So he's a piece of garbage. He chased money. He got the money. Big deal. Go on with your life. Hopefully he's a complete and utter failure at LSU. That's all we can hope for. Anyway, so you move on. I don't know how in the world he thought anybody was ever going to let him coach a team when he already taken a job with their rival right down. You know, get out. Like I said, I'd have fired him weeks ago. The minute he started talking to other places, that should be in their contracts. The minute you do that, the other school has the school that you work for that you have a contract with right now, they should have 48 hours to decide whether your services are needed anymore, and they should fire you and be done with this. And that would calm a lot of this down, and these promises that these coaches make to these kids that are nothing but lies, that could calm a little bit of that down too. So anyway, what's kind of got me this week, that really wasn't where I wanted to go, but I figured I'd throw that out for a second with him because I talked about him a couple weeks ago. But what gets me sometime when it comes to college football is signing day. And I probably shouldn't get as wound up about this as I do. But so you see these kids, these high school kids, they'll wander into a gymnasium or a multipurpose room, and there'll be folks in there. There'll be a table. There'll be a bunch of hats. And then these unbelievably over-the-top, cocky, egotistical little kids will pick up one hat and throw it away, pick up another, put it on, but then throw it away, and then choose the one that they're going with originally. You know who cares? Your mom. Nobody else cares. The coaches already know if you're coming or not. And to be honest with you, a lot of these big-time colleges, they don't really care, especially – and I know I'm picking on my own kind a little bit here, but when the offensive linemen and guys are doing it, we know how important they are in the football world, but the fan doesn't necessarily. They're not excited about them, let's be honest. And in today's world, let's be honest, most of these kids, a lot of them, will never amount to anything at the college level. They just won't. It's just mathematics. Look at the number that they bring in every year, and look at the number that actually amount to something. And if you actually do amount to something, if, say, you picked a school and then you go there and you play really well, you're going to go into the transfer portal so you can get some NIL money. So this is a 1 or 2 year decision at most. So take your little hat show. Do that with your mom in a closet somewhere. The rest of us don't need to watch that stupidity. Seriously, we don't need to see this. You can do that somewhere else. That's so stupid. I don't know. It's unbelievable. I am so glad that I have never had to cover those idiotic events where they do the hats, throw this hat away, and these just unbelievable egotistical kids. And I remember a couple years ago, somebody from that Illinois thought they were getting, but he threw the Illinois hat away at the end and picked Nebraska. I don't remember the kid. I probably will never hear his name again. And Illinois will have another shot at getting him any minute in the transfer portal, right? And people were really upset. And it's like, this is some dumb kid. And he thinks he is the greatest thing in the world for this 5 minutes. And will never remember his name past this. So it's just stupid. It's just absolutely stupid. And I probably shouldn't get as wound up about that one, but I've always been wound up about that. Nobody cares that much about you, kid, I promise. Nobody does, except your mom. She cares where you're going. And maybe some of your friends are just happy to get you away, because I can't imagine you're a great teammate when you act, you got that egotistical attitude about you. Can't imagine you were a great teammate. I'd say you thought there was about nine eyes in team, to be quite honest. Anyway, so I'll move on from that one. I know that one's a little, I'm a little grumbly about that more than I should. But the other thing in sports that drives me nuts and drives me nuts and drives me more nuts is the constant predictions and pontifications. And I will never predict a winner in a game of anything. It is ridiculous. I don't know who's going to win. You don't know who's going to win. Or if you do, then it's really not that big of a deal. But this week has been crazy. And again, to college football, with who's going to be in the college football playoff, who's not going to be in the college football playoff, on and 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 on. It never ends. And you hear all these different opinions and all these, well, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. And this guy, I know, I've researched it all. I don't care what you've researched. They're still going to pick who they pick when it's all said and done. And we're going to find this out Sunday, right? So how about everybody just shut up? But then again, we wouldn't be able to fill these endless numbers of shows and everything else that we do now when it comes to the predictions. And I don't know why people watch them, because they just get angry. People just sit there and get angry over these predictions. They just get madder and angry, and they didn't pick my team, and they must hate me, and they hate all of them, or, you know, whatever. It's just ridiculous. I hate predictions. I've always hated predictions. I always have went back to 2012. Major League Baseball, that was the first year that Major League Baseball had the one-game wild card, which they don't now, which is good. But they had the one-game wild card, and the Cardinals got in, and they were going to Atlanta for the one-game wild card. And I remember ESPN was making predictions. It's one game. It's baseball. Baseball is the most random one-game system you'll ever find. The best team in baseball will lose 50-some times. So you're going in. It's one game. And you're picking winners? Unless they're throwing Randy Johnson out there with Bob Gibson in the bullpen, this thing's up in the air. We'll find out who wins the game. And by the way, those guys lost games too. Baseball is the most random of any, you know, the worst team in baseball will sweep the best team in baseball a couple of times here and there. So it just made me laugh. It's like, you guys have, but that's what so many of these programs are built on, is the predictions and the pontifications, and we got to talk ad nauseum about these games that haven't even happened. And it trickles down to high school. Over the past few years, when it comes to the playoff pairings in high school football, I started hearing 4 weeks before the playoffs, well, they paired the Vandals with this team or this team. And people ask me every year, well, have you looked at those? No, I haven't. And they're always shocked. They're always shocked. I never look at those. I never care to look at them. At best, the last week you might take a glance at it. And honestly, I've never seen it be right. I've never seen it be right yet. So why would I look at it? I don't care. We'll find out. We'll find out. Okay? I'm good with finding out. I don't need to know. And you don't know anything. When you watch or you see these lists, you don't know anything. You don't know. They don't know anymore. Dudes still get in a room and pick these things in college football, right? I mean, who knows what criteria they're going to use? It's the same thing. It's the same thing with other events in sports. We don't know what the criteria. You're never going to know. You know what the criteria is? It's green and it's in your pocket. And some people have more of it than we do. It's called money. That's the criteria. Why do you think Notre Dame might get in over some of these other schools? Money. Why? I mean, come on. We all know that's what it is. It's not college football anymore. It's a secondary professional league now. The players are making millions of dollars. Why do you think these teams are getting in? Don't you think they're thinking about TV ratings? Seriously? Seriously, don't you think that comes up when all these old dudes get in this room to talk about this stuff? So when you're sitting here saying, well, they use this criteria and they use this criteria and they're not using any criteria except money. Stop. That's all sports is, people. Would you, at the professional level, all sports is about is making money. The players don't care. The coaches don't care. The owners don't care. None of these places care. They don't care about anything but making money. Get over it. They don't. They don't. They don't care. You care deeply and sorrowfully. You care. They don't. They don't. The players don't care like you do. I don't know how to tell people that, but they don't. They're making millions of dollars. You can gripe all you want. You can say it. They don't care. They're walking home with bags of money. You're paying their salary going to these games and screaming and yelling and booing. So anyway, I know I drifted off a little bit there, but that's the truth. So anyway, I had one more thing that I wanted to talk about. And this is just personal. So the Eras group, I think it's Eras group. They've given a lot of different names for these Hall of Fame groups. And this weekend, they're meeting. And there'll be a decision announced, I believe, Sunday on who gets elected to the Hall of Fame. There's 16 former Hall of Famers that are voting on these former players. And I don't know how many more times I'll get to throw this out. He's been retired for 32 years now. But I just, once again, and I don't get into a debate on whether do you believe he's a Hall of Famer, do you not. I don't get into this debate because he matters too much. And that's Dale Murphy. And he was my idol growing up. The man has never done anything to not be. He has been a great citizen and a wonderful gentleman his entire life. And I still hope that he will get in the Hall of Fame. Does he belong? Does he not? I'm not getting into that debate because it's too close to the heart on that one. All I will say is I hope. And if being a great person matters, along with being a great player, then he should be in. If people want to weigh injuries and say, okay, well, he would have been better if not for this late in his career, then that should be looked at, although it was very quiet during the time because Murph played through it. But he had issues those years when he struggled late in his career. And I hope they will concentrate on the time from 1980 to 1987 when he was the best player in the game. He was a 5-time Gold Glove winner and a 7-time All-Star and a 2-time MVP and a 30-30 guy playing center field during those years and not on great teams at all and putting up huge offensive numbers. You know, he had his last 2 years in the 80s were rough. He didn't have good years in 88 or 89, and he's still second in the decade in home runs. I believe he's second in the decade in RBI. I believe he's like fifth in hits. And he also walked a lot, by the way. He clicked a lot of the modern bells, too. So I've always said I won't get into a debate whether he is a Hall of Famer or not. It's not a I don't go there with him because it's too close to the heart. But I do hope that he would get in. I don't know how many more shots he's going to have. He's on this ballot, and there's some people on that ballot. I'm not even going to name names, but there's some people on that ballot that might not have been so honest during their careers and might not have been such great, outstanding citizens in their careers and after. And character and integrity should amount and matter for something, right? It should, I think. I believe that's a clause in the Hall of Fame selection that they're supposed to weigh. So a Hall of Fame person, a Hall of Fame player, I hope. So one more time, I'm hoping this will be the time that it's in and he's good and don't have to worry about it. You know, the thing that I would say to the Hall of Fame is to look at the times. And obviously I'm not going to talk to any of them. And the other thing I would say is he will never do anything but honor the game for however long Dale lives. He will never do anything but honor the game and honor the Hall of Fame for the rest of his life, because that's the kind of person he is. So, you know, you will be better. Major League Baseball, the Hall of Fame, the Baseball Hall of Fame will be a better place because if Dale Murphy is a part of it. So, I'm Todd Stapleton, and that's my latest rant. Thank you for listening to my latest rant. It is brought to you by F&B Community Bank, Heck Chevrolet, and Joe's Pizza in Pasta and Vandalia. You can check out this and all of our past podcasts on our website at i70sports.com.